GAA agus fáilte go dtíon clár chum an lúclas céal na seachta na seo mit mí Tom Comeic as always with you here on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock and we'd like if you could stay with us. The focus is very much tonight on the Ulster Under 20 Championship which gets underway this weekend. There are two games on Friday night for our teams up here in the Northwest. Donegal travel to Enniskillen to take on Fermanagh while Derry are at home to Armagh in Owen Beg. And then on Sunday, Tyrone they face down in Ely Park. Coming up on tonight's programme, we hear from the Donegal manager Gary McDade, the team captain Pather Mogan, the vice captain Paddy Dolan, and the experienced team mentor Francie Friel. But first tonight, we'll hear from both Mickey Donnelly and Paul Devlin. Mickey of Derry, of course, former Tyrone All-Ireland wing manager. He's in charge of Derry under-20s for the second time. And we'll also hear a former Derry star, or Tyrone star, Paul Devlin, who has guided Tyrone already to Philly McGinnis Cup success over Sligo only a couple of weeks ago. And Francis Mooney has caught up with both Mickey and with Paul, and we begin with Francis Mooney speaking to Mickey.
The defending champions, and Derry very strong at underage level coming up over the last 3-4 years, so it's a golden era for a golden generation of young footballers in Derry.
I don't know if you'd maybe class as a golden era, but there's a lot of good young footballers in Derry at the minute. There's an awful lot of good work going on. I suppose the club structure in Derry is very, very strong. You had Derry teams in under 16 in the minor and under 21 also the club finals last year, which is probably a reflection of where they're at. Again, carry through that, there's a hell of a lot of work on development squad level, through in the 17s, through in the 20s, and then, I suppose hopefully in the senior level then, you know.
You played in the Leo Murphy Cup. It was a great preparation for championship football. It was a good structured league competition, and it's probably the best thing we've ever seen coming up to under 21 football.
Brilliant. We went into the championship totally cold last year. I think we played Sligo on Wednesday night in Leitrim. It was only in the county match we could get leading up the championship. So to have at least the benefit of 3 games is massive. Gives you a great opportunity using your squad, looking at lads, giving people a dig at it. So listen, I suppose no county will be saying they're on their coat going into the championship.
And you've Armagh in the first round, and they'll come as quality opposition to you.
Aye, well, I suppose I know an awful lot of the lads through school. A lot of them would have went through St Ronan's, you know, and I know the quality that them lads possess. So we have a massive challenge next Friday night in the athletic grounds, and we're going to have to be at our best to get over the line.
And of course, this rule about senior players not being allowed to play both at both levels, are you affected by that at all?
No, the senior management has been very supportive this year. We lost 2 last year. And you know, if you're being really brutally honest about it, it maybe was the difference between us just missing out in All-Ireland semi-final and winning All-Ireland. So I think lads should be allowed to play at their own age. I think at least there's been some tweaking of the rules this year where if you're out of the competition, out of the senior competition, the lads can return to under-20s, which is encouraging. But I think we just need to look at the calendar. There's a wee bit more joined up thinking. But I don't think it'd be fair to ask a lad to play under-20s and seniors in that same sort of window at the minute.
And are you affected? Do you have players in the senior squad?
Not at the minute, no. Damien has released, everybody does.
So your second year, I think, is under 20, so if you could repeat your first and go maybe a step or two further, it would be a very successful season for you.
Oh, of course it would, but I suppose we're very aware of the challenge that Armagh possess. We're also aware of the quality of sides that's in the competition. It's totally wide open. I think the bookies of us is 4th favourites. Behind Tyrone, Donegal and Down, so that's where the boogies see us at. We have to get over Armagh before we worry about anybody else, you know.
Paul Devlin, the Philly McGinnis Cup went very well for you. You had 3 very competitive games, three very useful games, and you got your squad together. You got to know about a lot of players and to learn about a lot of players.
Yeah, we did, and that was the whole goal. So that's the league to use as best we could. They get as much time as game time of a lot of lads as we could get in there as well, and most importantly, getting lads in there who hadn't really featured at, you know, on the 17 or 18 level. So it was very important that we give them lads as much time as possible, so we had to get them into the blend of it all, and the belief that they can play that level of football was very important in that sense, you know.
Your minor didn't go that well for you 2 years ago, so you decided to have another look. dig around the county, have a trawl, and you came up with a few gems, the likes of Sean O'McAleer, who hadn't featured in the past.
You say that, sure, Lagobi, you know, I'm sure all them lads maybe have been in development groups or academies, and maybe at that stage maybe they just weren't right for it, or maybe they just didn't feel that it was something they wanted at the time, you know. And as they say, the door should never be closed to anyone. Regarding the minors, a couple of years, yes, we had a good run, we come up again two good Derry teams as well, and on any given day, luck of the draw, we're up. The first year, I was 16, we're up maybe a couple of points, we hit the post, and fair play to Derry, they come down, they get a score then. So them type of games, you know, can go any road, so it is. And as for Derry, you know what I mean, they made well use of the game, they pushed on to win Ulster, so they did.
The Philly McGuinness Cup final, you made a lot of changes. You told the boys you'd go out there, you're playing for your places for the championship, and they certainly responded. Everybody, the 22 players, I think, that you used, everyone put maximum effort in.
Well, they did, surely, but it's like everything else, you know. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? And I say, you can have a programme in, surely, to go out on the Tuesday night to suit the people running the competitions, but like we have an extra training session to go through on the Thursday night. And like a lot of lads have to put the effort in, and there's lads pushing the effort in, who to say they shouldn't get the chance. So it's right up to the game starts, you'd be prepared for anything at all. One lad in particular there was Tiernan Quinn, who wasn't a start last Saturday, so it was, and James Gardy had to pull out his second night before, and Tiernan slotted in straight away. There's no long face or nothing like that because he wasn't starting. He came back in and responded well, so it had a good game. And like, there's a lot of lads in the same situation come in. Big Liam Gray come in, done well. You had Cormac Moreau featuring there as well after a bit of an injury. You had a young goalkeeper from Killyclacher lad come in, Oran come in and done well. So Oran Mellon come in and done well. So you know, all lads come in there and they're grabbing their chance, so it is. It's nice to win, and if anybody tells you don't want to win, they're a fool. It's all about winning. But the most important thing in our situation is, you know, getting as many lads gelling. It's very, very important. If you get a lot of lads gelling, we're coming to training this week and prepared for championship. And we have up on 30 lads there. They all feel that they can get a position in that team.
Francie Friel, you've been around county teams, minor, under 21, for a good few years, around county seniors as well, even further back. How does your race the 2019 under 20 Donegal team?
Tom, you know, in fairness, the boys are putting a big effort. The group of lads we have, suppose the one who stand out is, the, you know, these boys haven't won a championship game in 3 years. Well, at this age group, you know, that's the whole way up. So we're looking for our first championship won with these players.
Yeah, and tell me a little about them.
Listen, suppose Pater Mogan, the captain, and Paddy Dolan from Convoys, the vice captain. You know, you have from last year's team, you have Owen O'Boyle there, you have Peter McAniff there from last year's team that was started, Conor Donald, Karen Dunnah would have been part of that team as well, to mention a few. Then you have men coming up from the under-17s, as Seamus Ogg, Burden from Killy Beggs, Aaron Gilhooley from McCool's, Shane Gillespie, the centre half-back last year from Aroa. So that's just a flavour of some of the boys are on that panel.
Yeah, you mentioned a number of players there, all quality players. Am I right in thinking that there's a good quality of player coming through in Donegal?
Oh, definitely so. I think there's a lot of work going on, you know, with the development squads up throughout the years, and I think, you know, Donegal's reaping the reward. The amount of players the seniors lost this year, and they just continued on with the players, you know, with they had. A couple of players came up from the 20s last year, Jason and Niall O'Donnell, and they really added value to that team. And I think, you know, the players in Donegal at the minute are at a high level.
How much is this about getting a 20 team together and going all the way to the steps of Croke Park, or is it about developing players for a county team further down the road?
Well, Tom, you know, suppose if when you get involved, you know, you want to win. But suppose the overall picture is developing, so they get up and represent Donegal seniors. You know, you want to be taking them from minors up the step to the 20s now, and then when they're 20s there'll be a few that'll get back up to the seniors, and you want as many as possible playing for the seniors in the years to come. And then the day, that's probably what it's about, development. But when you're involved with these teams, of course you want to win, you know.
And obviously the more you win, the more games you win, the more you develop them.
Yeah, that's true, you know. At the end of the day, post this under 20s tournament, you know, we get beaten Friday night, that's it, you know, that's it for another year, you know. All the work done, where if you go on about a run, you know, as you say, it breeds well because they've got more experience and play at maybe a higher level games. You know, the better you go on the competition, the better teams you would play, and you know, it steads well for boys then going up to look to play with the seniors.
You've worked with Jim McGuinness, you've worked with Rory Gallagher, you've worked with Maxi Corn, you're now working with Gary McDade. the word is that he's meticulous in his preparation, and I don't want him maybe to tell us all the secrets. I'd love if you did, but how do you rate him, or how do you find him?
Ah, oh, definitely, he's meticulous. Fairness, he just breeds football. He's you know, he has serious energy levels. He just, it's football just all the time with him. And you know, he didn't win three championships with Glenn Swilly for nothing. You know, he knows his stuff. You know, and fairness, he you know, I've been for my own career just learning so much off him. You know, that's what we're there to do, pass on knowledge, and he's not afraid to say something to you or pass a bit of advice on to you, and on the other side too, that if you had something to say to him, that he listens to you. And you know, we have a good working relationship, and with all of the backroom team, and fairness, we feed off each other, but we definitely learn of Gary, you know, and he has said, like, he doesn't leave no one stone unturned, and you know, that's the way it's gone now, and that's the way it has to be.
Because obviously you've learned a wealth of experiences. I said, worked with Jim McGuinness, Rory Gallagher, Maxi Curran, all successful managers, you know. So obviously you've picked up a lot of on the road as well.
Oh, definitely so. And I've seen, you know, it was every day's a school day. And, you know, when you're involved with Gary, there's been a lot of school days. We've been learning a lot, you know. And that's probably one of the reasons why I got involved, just to work with Gary and see how he operates and his way of thinking. And you know, in fairness, I'm grateful for that he asked me to come on board with him, and as I said, I'm learning a lot off him.
Yeah, Fermanagh next Friday night. We said, you know, there's an awful tendency sometimes when Donegal are drawn against Fermanagh, you know, to say it's only Fermanagh. But you know, I've spoken to Gary, I've spoken to Pather Morgan and to Paddy Dolan, and they've been highlighting how good Fermanagh is. Donegal will have to be on their guard and at their best foot forward next Friday night.
Oh, definitely so, Tom. You know, there's no question about it. You know, this Fermanagh team, and we're not here to bum them up or nothing, but you know, they come with big pedigree, as we're saying, with that McCrory Cup team. They're not doing the Hogan Cup, plus the Enniskillen, what they call team as well, the club team in Enniskillen, that minor team they had. And this is one of the better Fermanagh teams in recent years, and they're putting a big push on with this team, and there's a lot of work going on with this team, and they have the players as well. So listen, we're under no illusions with the task ahead next Friday night. But listen, we've been building steady there now for it, and we can't wait for it now.
Well, have you seen progress in the course of the season?
Ah, definitely so, Tom. We've definitely seen progress, and just hopefully now on Friday night we see that, you know. You know, last year with the game against Derry in the 20s, you know, we were big favourites to win it. You know, put out Athrick Gavin and give them a walloping, which is maybe in hindsight now, you know, we just maybe went out and showed too much and just kind of shot the lights out that day, and then it came to Derry and we just weren't able to get up to them levels. And, you know, we'll be happy at the weekend and beating Fermanagh by 1 or 2 points and
Father,
moving on.
First of all, captain again, captain at minor, now captain at under 20, looking forward to Fermanagh next weekend.
Yeah. No, look, it's I suppose it's a great honour to any day you go out to captain your country, like, and I've been lucky enough to sort of do it now. This is the second age group, but it is a real honour, like, and I suppose first and foremost I have to thank Gary for that. Like, but yeah, we are really looking forward to it. Like, it's gonna be a really, really tough task when it's sort of the Lions Den into Fermanagh, and obviously with the you know, it's well documented with the teams they had, you know, and the players they've had involved now, like with the likes of Kellum, Cassie and them boys, and then the Hogan Cup winners, like, so it is going to be a really, really tough game, like, and anyone that knows football and knows Fermanagh and knows Donegal football know that it's going to be a 1 or 2 point swing, like, that's all it's going to be.
Because the tendency can be, when a Donegal team draws Fermanagh, it's only Fermanagh, and that's no disrespect to Fermanagh.
Yeah, I think sort of maybe the last couple of years sort of Fermanagh, you know, even you can see with the minor result this year, like, people are sort of thinking, oh, it's only Fermanagh or it's only Antrim, but we sort of found out the hard way that it was only Antrim sort of that, you know, when we were minor, like,
yeah.
But I think sort of since definitely Rory's come into the seniors, he sort of like changed the whole atmosphere around Fermanagh. And then, you know, you've got the Hogan Cup winners, like, and I think they really think in Fermanagh this year that it is their best team, and it is sort of the team they're most looking forward about.
Well, just talk to me about your team for a moment. Obviously quite a few of that team that, as you mentioned, lost to Antrim and Ballybuffet are still on board.
Yeah, we've got a good few players, and we've got a good few boys from last year. You know, we have, I'm not too sure how many we have from last year, but we still have, you know, a good number of the starting team, like, so, you know, boys are sort of, we have a good bond there, you know, from the boys from last year, and then obviously the younger boys, you have the boys from the minor team last year. I think like Shane O'Donnell and Seamus Ogburn, them boys, you know, so it is, we've got a sort of a mixture of sort of a bit of like old, and we've got a bit of youth there too, you know, so it is good.
And you know, you hadn't any success at minor, little success last year, and then lost to Derry.
Yeah, so sort of that's sort of been the stone in their shoe for this team. Sort of we're all important to get that big championship win, like, and I suppose it is sort of them. If the older boys are involved there last year, we are sort of really disappointed what happened against Derry. We just obviously we feel things didn't go our way, like, and Derry had a, you know, like a 70-something% conversion rate that day, like, which is mad. So I think sort of everything went right for them, and I suppose it is. It's a really small margins game. I think it was only 1 point at the end. Like, so anyway, we can get that extra 2 or 3%. You know what I mean? We're going to try it anyway.
And obviously, Gary into his second year as well probably learned a lot as well.
Yeah, I would say the management team definitely have all learned a lot. You know, underage management can be hard. You know, because they all would have been used really to senior management. So it is a wee bit different. Like, and I think, you know, we've well adapted this year, sort of to everything, even just the wee small things outside, like exams and whatnot. Like, the big thing thrown at us this year was a leaving cert, where we didn't have to do that last year. So I think we've managed that quite well. Like, and
yeah, the league was, you had the league this year, you didn't have
the
last year.
Exactly, we had the league this year. So I think Gary said in the press conference there, he used 28 players. Like, so we did, you know, we know now, like, roughly, you know, where we're at, and we know, like, we know players that are pushing, like, and nearly everyone's pushing now. It's very hard to, Paddy will tell you too, like, it's very hard to actually pick even a starting team, I would say, and Gary said even to even the 24 or the whatever it is, like, so it is, you know, you've got a really good bunch there at the moment.
Yeah. And the league talked to me about a strange league, wasn't it? Lost to Mayo,
yeah.
Beat Roscommon out the gate, and then lost to Tyrone.
That was a funny enough league, you know. I would say the first game against Mayo, I think we took a lot of positives, definitely from the first half. Obviously, the discipline, like, you know, the red cards, myself getting a black, like, is unacceptable too. Like, so sort of they just then got the kicked away from us there. But we did, I think, in each game we've won the last quarter, which is positive, knowing that if we are coming into the, say, the next day into, you know, a tight scoring game, then we know we can finish strong. Like, obviously against Roscommon, they were probably missing a lot of players. I think they were missing 5 or 6 anyway. So, you know, we sort of just, we got goals, like, you know what I mean? And I think that was, like, it wasn't maybe a fair reflection of the game. Like, we just kept scoring goals. We just kept getting in, like. And then against Tyrone, they sort of, I would say they blew us out of the water a bit. Like, they're really physical and they came with a real, real edge, like. So, you know that's the level we have to get to if we are going to do anything in this championship, so.
Yeah, and was there any sense of feeling maybe that you know you didn't want to show your hand fully against Tyrone? You know that there's a fair chance if you advance, you'll be going to meet them down the road.
There was, and I don't think there was much in it, to be honest. Because I think if you look the way Tyrone played, you know, both teams sort of went at it. I know there was, I think, 6 points in the end, but sort of it wasn't want for showing any tactics or anything like we did. Both teams went out and they played the way, you know, they're going to play. So.
Yeah, so a bit of work to be made up, a bit of ground to be made up on Tyrone anyway.
Oh, definitely, we've a lot of ground to make up, you know, but we've a lot of ground to make up in Fermanagh as well, so we have to look now, obviously next Friday night and see, you know, they've got a lot of experience in there, definitely the 5 seniors are going to be a massive help, you know, especially Alton Killam and Johnny Cassie, like, so, you know, it's up to us, you know, as, like, sort of the senior players in the team and the other boys in the team, like, that we can, you know, nullify them as much as we can and sort of kick on then.
Paddy Durkin, St Mary's Convoy man. That's coming from a junior club. Obviously, a huge honour to be picked as a captain.
I suppose definitely. You know, it's just the same as Paddy and privilege to be vice captain this year. You know, something I've never actually done before and playing in any involvement in any county squad. So definitely this year, you know, I'm trying to, I suppose, kick on a bit more again this year with that under the belt. But look, it's nothing to stand out about or to chat about. It's a 30-man panel, you know, and no two men are going to win any game against Fermanagh next week with the experience and the players they have, you know. So we're not looking ahead, we're just looking for Friday night now to get that first one.
And talk to me about yourself, played minor, you know, graduated under 20 last year, under 20 this year, and have played some games at county level, at senior level as well in the McKenna Cup.
I suppose you could go way back to minor. I suppose I didn't, under SP, never was too happy with how things went that year, especially with the defeat to Antrim. But look, things have, I suppose, they've kicked on a bit better since then. And last year we were lucky enough to get that win against Cavan. And then was just very thankful of Declan to be into the squad this year. But hopefully now we can just bring that back into the squad this year. Because I suppose there is a lot of young fellas in that team. And I suppose it's about getting that medium balance, you know, in between the young and the youth, as Patter says. And just trying to get them boys their first one. I suppose we're lucky enough from last year to get it, but to get them their first.
Is it more? Well, Gary, just a matter of days now to the start of the championship, and I know you're after coming out of the league. What's the mood? What's the feeling?
Yeah, it's all good, Tom. It's a huge opportunity for the boys now. Friday the 28th of June, they've very much been marked on our calendar, and we're really looking forward to it. After the league campaign, it was fantastic to have that league campaign this year, as opposed to last year, maybe coming in cold, not really knowing where you're at, and we had games now to look at every player on our panel. I think we played 28 players in the three league games that we had, and listen, we've learned a lot about the group, and we've learned a lot about each individual player and what they can bring and what they can do, and we'll have a fair idea where everyone stands now come championship.
We'll start with the league. A strange kind of league. Went down to Ballina, played Mayo the first day, played well in the first half, I think, and let it slip in the second half.
Yeah, we're very good first half, and the boys actually played club football on the Saturday night, so they did. It was a bank holiday Monday. We went down and played them there, and it might have been a wee part of the issue maybe in the second half, 36 hours later, playing a game. But listen, we didn't pull the boys. We thought it was only fair they go to the clubs and play the games on the Saturday night, and we've done that for the first nine round of games, as we think it's only right that the more football they get now to develop, and in fairness to the group, they're every time you pick up a paper, if you go and watch a game, a lot of the under 20 players they're bringing their form and the club level, which is very exciting and rewarding for us to see that they're listening, and the work that's going on with them, with us in our under 20 camp is paying dividends at club level. And listen, there's lads there who'll tell you themselves, you know, they just feel that they're. And they like going back and playing in the club because it gets them a run of form then, so they do. And it's something we're always pushing the lads, is you go and play those games. And then we obviously that defeat there, but we fell down to Mayo, we followed that up with a good result against Roscommon.
Huge win.
The second day, and then unfortunately suffered a defeat to Tyrone in Brewster Park. So we did on the third league game. So listen, it's been a mixed bag, so it has. And but listen, it's for me, it's always a work in progress. I always talk to boys about that. So, you know, it's not you're not going to be world beaters after winning the game, and you're not going to be the worst team after losing the game. You're continually moving around, trying different things, and looking at shapes and things they got there about the game of football. And listen, it's about experimenting and just trying to develop people and develop players and develop ways of playing.
I know there was a lot of disappointment in some quarters after the performance, I think, against Tyrone the last day. And I know you probably finished strong enough and it was respectable enough in the end. But was there a sense that day that you were maybe playing your cards close to your chest, or maybe not revealing everything, you know, because of the fair chance that you will have, if you advance in this competition, play Tyrone?
Listen, we definitely weren't thinking about that there. We just wanted to go out because Tyrone's a benchmark, and a lot of underage teams in coming through in Ulster, and my God, if you go out and try and do that there, you're going to hide out the gate. So you wouldn't. That's definitely not what you want. And listen, maybe if the boys hadn't stuck at the task, that's what could have happened to them. But we definitely took that from the game, that they stuck at the task and actually played right to the end, and didn't get a hiding out the gate.
So looking ahead to Fermanagh now. How's preparations gone in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, going well. We had a good weekend last weekend, so we got a lot of work done. And like, I just want to publicly acknowledge that Terry McAniff and Enda Nichols, you know, for the work that they've done to make things available for us last weekend.
Which you stayed in the Mount Airigal, was it?
Yeah. We stayed over on Saturday evening, so we did, and got a huge amount of work done. And just that without having the support of maybe of people like those two lads, and Paul Hannigan, IT has been, LYIT has been very good to us this year as well. Without having the support of those lads, you know, it just would have made things a wee bit more difficult. But it gives us, and probably gives the players even more so, to see that businessmen in Donegal have huge faith in them and are willing to back them. And Tom, that's good for confidence. So it is.
Yeah. So, in terms of preparations, then, how would you rate them?
Listen, we're very happy. So we are. We got a huge amount of work done last weekend. The three league games as well has been invaluable. So we've been keeping an eye on league games between our management team. There's not many players we don't see or hear about week in, week out. There's always one of us, or we have somebody keeping an eye on somebody. So we're very much aware of what's happening. We've our finger on the pulse.
Yeah. You're a man that's known to be very meticulous in your preparation, no stones left unturned. Tell me a little about this team and the preparations, and tell me a little about the individuals. Obviously, you have Pather Morgan as the captain, and Paddy Dolan is the vice-captain from St. Mary's in Convoy, a junior club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to have that. You know, someone I would always be envious when I look at Kerry, the amount of junior players that they're able to bring through, and hopefully it's something maybe we can look at here of developing in Donegal, like as I was saying to you there earlier, possibly a junior team, like really running as maybe an under 23 team possibly. But as regards the group that we have right now, we have a mix of both of under 20s, under 19s and under 18s within the group. So we have that's the 3 year groups that are available to us. You can't go any lower than that, but by the rules. And the whole lot of them got available to game time, so they did, and every one of them would be in their senior team now at club level, so they were as well. And listen, a lot of the boys working through the college with myself, I know them really well, so I do, because and they've all played decent level. They played Macquarie Cup, a lot of them coming through, and McLaren Cup, and then you would have Francie and Edie Glacken, who were working the LYT Trench Cup team this year, and we had a few players that were involved with the boys and that. So listen, there's not too much between us all that there's not a player out there that we wouldn't know about. As regards under 20,
have you everybody in the squad that you want?
Yeah, listen, obviously it's disappointing that we don't have Oisin Gallen maybe, and because he's in it and he's not allowed to play now because he played the senior game the last day, and but that's the rule of the GA, and you just have to follow the rules, because he came on against Tyrone. Whereas then last year the rule was, if you're in the senior squad at all, you couldn't, if you played championship at all, you couldn't play under 20s. They've altered the rule this year now, whereas if your senior team goes out, you're then available for selection. So Fermanagh's 5 players that they had are available for selection now.
They played with the seniors.
They played with the seniors, so obviously the person maybe stand out the most to the general public in Donegal would be Alton Kelm, who was number 5 that day against Donegal seniors in Brister Park. In
probably man of the match.
Fermanagh
man of the match.
Definitely, in my eyes, he was the best player on the pitch for Fermanagh that day. And Johnny Casty had the cornerback that day, who in my eyes, he was probably in top 3 or 4 performers that day. They had Darren McGurn as well, who came on against Monaghan. So he did, and saw he came on against Monaghan the last 5-10 minutes against Monaghan in the game that got beaten, and another big, powerful, strong man that's able to get scores and going really well for his club, and the man who's man of match for his club last weekend. So he was in Fermanagh, and then they have Conal Jones and Lorcan McStravick as well. So and Lorcan McStravick would have scored 1-5 against these boys in a minor league match. So the last time these two teams would have played with a minor league match in Irvinstown, and McStravick was a real thorn in their side that day.
Yeah, and tell me in terms of the rest of Fermanagh, do you know much else about the rest of them?
Yeah, listen, it's probably now, from talking to people there that have a finger in their pulse, like it's one of the best teams coming through in Fermanagh in a long, long time, because maybe a lot of people wouldn't have given Fermanagh much hope years coming through, and they'd take it for granted if you meet them in a quarter final or in a preliminary round that you would get the result. But it's certainly not what the belief is in Fermanagh about this team. That this team is backbone by, they have about 7 or 8 St. Michael's Enniskillen players who won the Macquarie Cup, and those lads went on and won the Hogan Cup as well, colleges, so they had this year. Then they have about 7 or 8 lads who won the Ulster Minor Club by Enniskillen Gaels. So they have, and as I said, they've got 5 lads stepping back from the seniors, so it's a huge task for us going in next weekend into their backyard as well, Tom. You know,
are you happy that you're ready for that task, do you think?
Yeah, we are. Listen, we'll not be found wanting for lack of preparation anyway, and I'm just blessed with the boys that I have around me in the backroom team.
Just remind us who they are.
They're brilliant at just sharing the workload and getting everything done and looking after the players. Well, we have Francie Friel and Eamon McGee and Brian Roper and Eddie Glacken and Michael Boyle on our selector coaching team. So we have, and then we have Joe McLaughlin, Chris Byrne and Emmett Byrne on our statistics, Liam Paul Ferry on our strength and conditioning, and we have medical, Mr. Kevin Moran and Evelyn Irwin, and Ephraim McFadden and Ed Burns doing logistics, and Lee is an officer for us.
Yeah, and tell me, obviously, you know, there's no back door at under 20, it's straight knockout, so
yeah.
The winners advance and the losers go home.
Yeah, it's the end of the road.